This is for Nachyomi, for the book of Jonah, of Jonah, chapter 2, Perek Beis. Today we move on to the second of the four chapters of the book of Jonah. And yesterday we saw how Jonah was going further and further downwards, both physically and spiritually. And here he was thrown overboard. Vayatiluhu el hayom. He was cast into the sea, and the sea became tranquil, and that's where we left Jonah yesterday at the end of Perek Aleph. Today, in Perek Beis, a new twist in the story. Vayiman Hashem Dog Gadol Livloa Es Yonah. God prepared a large fish, a dog, notice dog in the masculine. Vayihi Yonah Bime'ei Hadog Shlosho Yomim Ushlosho Leilos. Yonah was in the womb, in the innards of this fish for 3 days and three nights. In the chapters of Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, chapter 10, which expand upon the story of Yonah in beautiful ways, Rabbi Tarfon says, Mimuna hoya hadog misheshes yemei bereshis livloa es Yonah, that this large fish, now we know many call it a whale, but the Torah doesn't use a specific species, whale, but rather speaks of a fish, dog, which is the entire class of a fish. And Rabbi Tarfon says this special fish was prepared by God from the beginnings of time, from primeval times. Misheshes yimei bereshis livloa es Yonah. It is interesting that our Meforshim, including the Rambam in Pirkei Avos, and Rabbeinu Bachya, the Baal HaAkedah, Maharal, and others, feel that there is no such thing as a new miracle, but rather miracles were kind of implanted, hardwired, if you will, into nature from the beginning of God's creation of nature. For example, the Rabbeinu Bachya in Sefer Shemos, commenting on the miracles of Yitzias Mitzrayim, says, refers to this medrash that Yonah's fish was prepared from back at the beginning of creation. He writes, Medrash hazeh mochiach shekol hanisim v'hanifla'ol she'osah Hashem yisporach b'chol hadoros kvar husmu b'sheishis yimei b'reishis b'tivei hadvorim shenivru. All the wonders, all the miracles which God did throughout history were all placed into nature at the very beginning of creation. So that, the Rebbe Bachya says, lo hoyo shinui hateva babriya chadosho b'shum dovor b'sheishis yimei b'reishis ve'elef. The world was created, and then God took a rest, and the rest just kind of continued from that point. But he implanted into that process the various miracles that have occurred throughout the generations, including this fish. So the fish swallowed Yonah, and he stayed there for 3 days. What is the significance of 3 days? Can perhaps be best understood if we go a little bit further and see that at the end of these 3 days, Vayispalel Yonah el Hashem Elokov, Yonah finally relates to God and prays to him, Mime'ei Hadogo, from the innards of the fish. But notice here, fish is in the feminine. Pasuk Aleph, twice, it is called a dog, fish in the masculine. Pasuk Beis, it is referred to as Dogo, fish in the feminine. Pulling together from various sources in Chazal, we can see that what's happening here is that for whatever reason, Yonah did not pray until after 3 days. The first day, the second day did not yet move him to prayer. Why? The Medrash, the Alkut, suggests that he was very comfortable there and paints a picture of the innards of the fish, which is a absolutely fantastic one. Nichnas befiv, it says that Yonah entered the mouth of the fish, ka'odom shehu nichnas beveis kneses gedola, like a man entering into a large shul, to a large temple, huge temple, huge hall, sanctuary. And the two eyes of the fish were like two shining lanterns, and they illuminated the inside of this Beis Knesses Gedola, this large synagogue for Yonah. Rabbi Meir says there was a gemstone that was hanging there, which illuminated like high noon, and showed him not only what was going on in the innards of the fish, but everything that was going on in God's subterranean world. Kol masha bayom ubatahomos. So Yonah was quite comfortable, and there was no reason for him to cry out to God. However, there is an important rule in Chazal, and that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu misaveh letfiloson shel tzadikim. God, kaviyochol, yearns for the prayers of the righteous. And sometimes God puts the righteous into very difficult situations of barrenness, sterility, of illness, of imprisonment, simply to extract from them their beautiful prayers. And this is what happened to Yonah as well. Again, in the words of the Medrash, Rashi quotes it, Vayihi Yonah shlosho yomim ushlosho leilos, etc. Below his paleil, he stayed there for 3 days in the womb, in the innards of the fish, masculine of the dog, didn't pray. Omar Hashem, God said, Ani hirchafti lo mokom b'me'ei dog, zocho. I put him into a male's innards, which were wide open. There's less going on in the innards of a male than in the innards of a female. And I did that kedei shelo yitzta'er, so that he shouldn't suffer. But for who eino mispalel? In that large, huge sanctuary, he's sitting comfortably. He's not praying to me. And God longs for, yearns for, misaveh l'tfiloson shel tzadikim. And therefore, God says, in the words of the Medrash, Ani mazmin lo dogo meuberes. Not only will I put him into a female fish's innards, where there are internal organs that take up a lot of space, but it's going to be actually a pregnant fish, and pregnant with shin samache alofim revovos, 365 thousands, 10,000s, with millions of dogim ketanim, so that the innards of this female fish, this doga, will be full, and Yonah will be pressed hard to find a place to breathe. Kadeshi yitzta'er, so that now Yonah will begin to suffer. V'yispalel lefonai, and he will pray. Bipnesha Hashem misaveh letfiloson shel tzadikim. God yearns for the prayers of the righteous. The book of Yonah has been interpreted variously as an allegory, or as a proverb, as a marshal, and not as a real historical event. And many of our great Meforshim have followed this approach. If one follows this approach, one can look at Yonah as representing the Jewish people, and can look at the sea and the fish as being the exile, the galus. And sometimes we are in the exile of a very big fish. We are comfortable in exile. And often when we are comfortable, we lose our traditional spirituality. Just as Yonah in the male fish had much comfort and wasn't moved to profound prayer. And then God kind of moves us to a different culture, a different fish in the sea of the diaspora. And in that fish, things are a lot tighter. And there, God extracts from us our profound and moving prayers. So, Yonah begins to pray. And what does he pray? He says, Korosi mitzoro li al Hashem vayaneni. I called out to God and he answered me. Mi beten shaol shivati shomato koli. I called out from the womb of the netherworld. And he heard me. You heard me. Vatashlicheni mitzulo bilvav yamim. He cast me into the heart of the seas. V'noho yisovaveni. And the rivers encircled me. Kol mishporecho v'galecho alay avoru. All of the waves, all of the storms of the sea enveloped me. V'ani omarti nigrashti mineged einecha. And I thought, I'm lost. I am just lost. I've been driven away from your eyes. Ach osif lahabit el hechal kotshecha. But lo and behold, I will yet again look at your holy temple. Afafuni mayim ad nefesh tahom yisovaveni sufcha vush l'roshi. The sea is overwhelming to me. The kitzvei horim yoradati. I went down to the bottom of the mountains, the subterranean mountains. Notice again, yoradati. I went down. Ho'ores pricheho vahadila olam. The earth's doors were shut before me. Vata'al mishachas chayai Hashem Elokoi. But God, my God, you elevated me out of this grave. V'hisateifo lainavshi es Hashem zochorti. In this condition of being overwhelmed, I remembered God. Vatavo elecho tefilosi. And my prayer came before you, el heichal kodshecho, to your holy temple. Mishamrim havle shov chastom yazovu. Those who once kept idle wishes, chastom, idle, I-D-L-E, wishes, chastom yazovu, have abandoned their gods, an allusion to the sailors who once were mishamrim havleshov, once were pagans, but abandoned their old idolatrous ways. V'ani b'kol todo ez b'choloch, I will again express myself through sacrifices to you in a voice of thanksgiving. Asher nordarti ashalema, I will repay my vows. Yeshua sov Hashem, salvation is God's. So Yonah offered a prayer. And the Mefarshim, from Chazal right up to the Malbim, wonder, is this a prayer of a man whose life is in danger? This is a thanksgiving prayer, as Yonah himself calls it. Ani b'kol todo es b'choloch. I am now expressing a thanksgiving prayer. What is he so thankful for? He's still in the womb of a fish. He's still in the bottom of the sea. He's, following Chazal, still in the dogo, in the female fish where things are really literally tight. Why is he so thankful? Rashi, Radak, Mitsudos, Malbim all follow the following approach. He is thankful that he's not drowned. He was thrown into the sea. Normally he would be dead in minutes, into a stormy sea, no less. But, no, he was saved by a fish. And even if the fish is a dogo, a female fish, and things are not very comfortable there, nevertheless, he's alive and saved from drowning. And that's why he expresses his thanksgiving. But other Mefarshim take a different approach altogether. And that is to understand the nature of a prayer by a great tzaddik, in this case, by a Novi. The Ibn Ezra suggests, and he rejects this suggestion, but it's an approach of others, that this prayer didn't even take place in the fish. This is a prayer that took place later, after he was totally saved and put onto dry land. But the Ibn Ezra abandons this, because after all, after this prayer we read in the last pasuk of today's chapter, Vayomer Hashem la'dog, God called to the dog, to the fish, male fish again, Vayokeyes Yonah la'yabosha, and he spat out, he expelled Yonah from the mouth of the fish onto the dry land. So obviously the prayer took place while he was still in the fish. But there's a beautiful explanation that Rav Yisachar Yaakovson gives in his work Chazon HaMikro. Chazon HaMikro is a wonderful work which I recommend to all of you. Perhaps it's been mentioned by previous lecturers, because it is a commentary on all of the Haftorahs of all the Parshios and of all the Chagim. And of course he has a commentary too on the book of Yonah, because after all it is a Haftorah, the Haftorah of Yom Kippur. And he writes there that the essence of prayer, even prayer which is petitionary prayer, in which you're asking for something, it always carries the theme of thanksgiving. He encourages us to look at Tehillim. Can't have a better source than that. For in Tehillim, so many times, as David HaMelech expresses his longing, his deep trouble, his feelings of abandonment, his hope for being released and redeemed and saved, he also is always a sub-theme of Hodoya, of thanksgiving. In the words of Rabbi Jacobson, when a person, a tzaddik, prays, it is not only that he has great hope that he will be saved, and this hope makes him thankful, but he actually begins to experience the saving itself, the salvation itself. In his words, af nidmelo ki ilu kfar bo'o ha-yeshua. It's as if the Yeshua has already come. So even when he's praying and pleading, he's also thanking God. In the words of Rav Yaakovson again, Eitzel ha-Novi, uv'miyuchad Navi k'yono, by a prophet, especially a prophet like Yonah, tefilas ha-hatzola hi tefilas hodoya. The prayer for rescue is the prayer of thanksgiving. Shehanovi mischaret al brichoso. And therefore this prayer, because it's thanksgiving, it already encapsulates so much else. It encapsulates the Navi's remorse over fleeing, something which we don't find explicitly in the Pasuk, and who muchan lekabel es hashlichus. This prayer expresses Yonah's readiness to go to Nineveh and to accept the mission that he has been trying to avoid all this time. Techinoso hikfar hodoyo. His techina, his pleading prayer, is already a thanksgiving. Mevukasho yinatein lo. He knows securely, confidently, that what he's looking for will be granted to him. Beautiful thought from a very, very important source. So now at the end of Perek Beis, we find Yonah cast on the shore, and we wonder what's going to happen next. Explicitly, nothing has changed. We don't find an expression, which Chazal do read into between the lines, but explicitly we find no expression of Yonah doing tshuva, of Yonah returning to God and saying, okay God, I'll accept the mission. More about this, Yitz Hashem, as we look at the next lesson of chapter 3, Perek Gimel, of the book of Yonah.